Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Don says, if you put a nanny in your house like this, most men will eventually make a mistake if she's cooking, cleaning, and taking care of your kids. Sometimes the wife wants to get a divorce, so she will dangle a hot housekeeper or nanny in front of her man. And when she catches him smooching her cooch, it gives her plausible deniability. Research the hot housekeeper that Ben Affleck's wife hired that he ultimately cheated on. Allegedly. Moving on, the left is using this as an example as to why women shouldn't go full MAGA. Because the plastic surgeries get out of control as well as the fillers. They're starting to look like they were stung by a swarm of bees. Laura Loomer is the scariest of the bunch, and she's only 30. I guess they didn't learn from Michael Jackson. But I don't think the left has any right to criticize the looks of the right when their advocates look like this. Number 3, the man on the left was given 180 days in jail for raping girls. Danny Masterson, the high-profile man on the right, was given 30 years for a similar crime, with much older women. Notice that the man on the left also did this to those ages between 4 and 9. The court argues that they were lenient on him because he was only 16. Masterson probably pissed off the Scientologists, so that's why they locked him up for life. Up next in Canada, this woman was arrested for assault with a weapon after accidentally spraying her neighbor with a water gun. They've banned ownership of handheld boomsticks unless, of course, you're a criminal. Then you can get those illegally and use them. Here's also an actual picture of that neighbor that charged her with assault. If I was charged with this, I'd have a hard time not laughing the whole time from arrest to the court date. Number 5 is an article saying that corn triggers stronger brain reward responses than gaming or money. Of course it does. Otherwise, we wouldn't procreate. But the real question is it more addictive than sugar? Try avoiding carbs for 3 or 4 days and watch yourself relive the withdrawal scene from the film Trainspotting. It's articles like this that are the reason that I only pleasure myself while looking at $100 bills now. Moving on, BlackRock reveals it's quietly getting ready for a $35 trillion Federal Reserve dollar crisis by buying Bitcoin. Would you be ready if the US dollar collapsed? Do you have enough gold, silver, and Bitcoin outside the banking system? Then again, they could just be saying that so more people buy Bitcoin through their IBIT ETF, so they collect the management fees. Why would they warn us, the plebs, about a dollar crisis? It makes zero sense. Number 7, just in time for Halloween, copyright laws have been making Halloween hilarious since 1999, with the Wednesday Addams costume being called the Evil Midweek Cutie, and Beetlejuice being called the Juice Demon. I also think that Lori Lightfoot, the former mayor of Chicago, should sue because they used her likeness, or the likeness of the child she had with Don King. Up next is some random dude with his lover bot, and in the back is a real woman calling him a pathetic virus, and that he's graping a robot. That's the future of the human race. This and artificial wombs will make them lose their minds. You know that even a little hologram that talks soothingly on your desktop will make them go absolutely crazy. Please, even guys playing video games too much is leading woke women to demolish that industry. Number 9 is what living was like in Australia and even Canada back about 30 to 40 years ago. You could buy an affordable house in a stable Eurocentric society, on a minimum wage, and have vacations in multiple cars. And those people's kids today are minorities in their own communities, and houses cost millions of dollars plus. The only option for many at this point is to leave the lands they live in. The boomers live life on easy mode and their kids live life on ludicrous mode. Moving on is a story about a pretty carefree life about 4 adults over 50, who are child-free. But just to wait until Social Security goes bust and the nursing home costs $250,000 a year. Plus, if you're a female, no one is going to talk to you when you get into your old age. And all the eligible bachelors will be 10 years older wearing Depends. as well as being some other woman's emotional tampon or possibly taking a dirt nap. Their life might be carefree right now, but later on it's going to be in the toilet. Number 11, this woman tells Scott that he's the nicest guy she's ever dated. That's a lie. Women don't date nice guys. They date nice-looking guys. If a woman ever calls you a nice guy, usually you've been friend-zoned, meaning that you should block her on socials and run away from her as quickly as possible. Comics like this are the root of many societal problems, convincing simps that all I have to do is be nice to get a girl. Up next, a man developed an app to reveal what women look like without makeup. But wasn't makeup news about 5 or 6 years ago, or before that? What he really should have done is made an app to take social media filters off. Whenever I go on dating apps, the women look like cartoon characters with fake faces. She's also a bad example since she looks fine without makeup. When you do this to a woman's image, they lose it like you're violating them or something like that. Number 13, apparently hip fillers are the newest thing in plastic surgery. The surgeon in the background sure is happy because he's getting paid. If you think the effect is bad now, just imagine what it's going to look like in 20 years. I can't tell if this is a male or a female, but this body shape is certainly shaped like a male member. I think this is all about trying to bypass the shoulder-to-hip ratio and try to fool us into thinking that they're actually female. Moving on is an image that's been altered to look like it says pooping on the carpet is strictly prohibited. But apparently the original said that eating on the floor is strictly prohibited. I'm not gonna lie, that's not all that much better. And this is in India. Who puts down a blanket and has a picnic in the middle of a major airport? Luckily for Indians, there are tiles next to the carpet so they can eat their food on the limestone. Number 15, this woman kissed her boyfriend and said she loved him after begging friends to just tell the police he stabbed himself. I have a funny feeling that her plan didn't work and that the orange really suits her quite well. I'm surprised she didn't claim self-defense because he was trying to grape her or something. Many women are dangerous and not even worth using for recreational purposes these days. Up next, this woman asks if you're fapping because you're in the mood or because you're depressed and need a dopamine rush. Probably a little bit of both. What I want to know is why she cares. Is she willing to give a hand, if you know what I mean? If not, get the hell out of here. For most men, fapping is probably similar to the dopamine rush that women get when we give her attention. Number 17 are a couple of double standards. Women are brave if they strike a man, but if a man does it, he's a brutal pervert. Women are also romantic if they suddenly kiss a guy, but if a man does it, he's once again a pervert. I think that the double standard goes out the window if the guy is good looking. Neither men nor women should be violent towards each other. The person that makes the first move and kisses the other is brave because they risk embarrassment and rejection. But the man also risks charges. Moving on, here's the difference between being frozen in ice for 70 years versus only 20 years with a wife. They say that married men live longer. I think it just feels that way. But didn't he actually spend 70 years with her, and now it just looks like Brandon? It's not interacting with women that ages you. It's the constant stress of being on edge, waiting for them to act out their fears and insecurities on you that makes you look older. Number 19, women always say that only they can make a man happy. Looks like this man is fine with his game, cycle, and cash. More like only tormenting a man emotionally can make a woman happy. And it only takes a woman for him to lose all those things. Before the age of 35, not having a woman makes most men sad. But after 35, not having a woman makes a man happy. Women aren't happy being with males. They're just happy seeing us suffer. Up next, that tattoo looks like it's going to be a really big regret. Imagine marrying her and looking at that for the next 30 to 40 years. If you're lucky and she doesn't divorce you. You'd be luckier if you never married her in the first place. What if Kamala doesn't win? Then she's going to be the biggest loser. Getting a tattoo of a politician is also kind of retarded. It's always the unattractive ones that get the worst tattoos. Number 21 is a 22-year-old Taylor Swift with a 17-year-old guy. She's famous and he's underage, so nothing will probably happen. I think she was just trying to relive one of her high school fantasies that she was always singing about. Even back then, she didn't have a butt. No wonder she looks angry all the time. I think this is a perfectly normal relationship for an extremely sheltered 22-year-old woman. Moving on, this is a now ancient survey from OkCupid, showing the differences between how men and women rate one another. You may think it's bad that women only see about 15 to 20% of men being average or above, but that was before the days of social media and Tinder. We used to bring up the 80-20 rule. Now it's more like the 95-5 rule. When they ask where have all the good men gone, they exist. But they're just invisible to women with an overinflated sense of value and standards. Number 23, here's the former president of Rhodesia. And it was a modern African country where the only ones allowed to vote were the landowners regardless of the color of their skin. But this was too racist, so they renamed it Zimbabwe, and it went from being a country with food, housing, functional hospitals, and today it's one of the poorest countries. They chased the white farmers away and were starving and facing hyperinflation. But at least now they can vote. Up next, maybe we need to start wondering just how much Oprah knew about these guys. She was probably in on it too. I wouldn't be surprised if she participated as well. Maybe Justin Bieber spilled his pâté in her soufflé, if you know what I mean. Or was she their supplier because, after all, middle-aged housewives couldn't have given her all those billions of dollars that she has? Number 25 and the last one, if you want to know just how real the black looks pill is, then look at Chloe Greene, the daughter of a billionaire with that attractive criminal that was so good-looking that he was released and became a male model. When a woman doesn't need a beta to secure her finances, she will go for the best-looking guys. 80% of women's attraction to a man is nothing more than the way he looks. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.